manners to lie all in one or two men's hands, and they unwashed too, till a foul thing.
Away with the joints, remove the cork cover from the tape. Good now, send me a piece of March pain. There's our locksmith. Let the portrait in Susan Brightstone and Elric. Anthony, pop hand.
Hi, boy. Ready?
You were looked for, called for, asked for, and sought for in the great chamber.
We cannot be here and there, too. Cheerly, boys, be brisk a while, and the longer liver take all.
Welcome, gentlemen. Ladies that have their clothes unstained and corns will walk amongst you. Ah, my mistress, which of you all will now deny to us? You think it? She, I swear, hath corns. Ah, am I come near ye now? Welcome, gentlemen. I have seen the day that I have worn a visor and could tell a whispering tale of fair lady's ears such as could please. He's gone. You are welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play. Hall, hall. Keep room. And put it down. The more lucky place, turn the tape off. Quench the fire. The room is grown too hot. Sirrah, this unlooked for sport comes well. Face it. Good cousin Capulet. You and I are past our dancing days. Long is now since last yourself and I put in a mask.
But
man, it is not so much. The distance, the mountain, the centennial, the Pentecost has quickly, as it will, some 25 years.
What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night a rich jewel and perfumed the air. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. So shows a snowy dove trooping with crows as yonder lady or her friends shows. The measure done on which a place of stand, and touching hers, made blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now, forswear it sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This by his voice should be a multitude. Fetch me my rapier, boy. What dare the flame come hither, covered with an empty face, to fleer and scorn at our fidelity? Ah, by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsman? Wherefore storm you, sir?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe. A villain that is hither come in spite to scorn at our solemnity this month.
He looks
to see that villain Romeo.
The tempting people has led him. Fair him like a courtly gentleman. To say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth.
I would not.
It fits when such a villain is a guest. I'm not endured.
He shall be endured. What good man born? God shall mend my soul. You'll make a mutiny among my guests. You will set cock-a-hoop. You will be the man.
Why, Uncle, tis a shame.
Go to. You are so well said, my heart. You are a precox. Go. Be quiet, or... More light, for shame. I'll make you quiet. What, cheer me, my heart?
Patience perforce with willful collar meeting makes my flesh tremble in that different greeting. I will withdraw. But this intrusion shall, now seeming sweet, convert to bitterest gall.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle pain is this. My lips, two blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good
Pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much. Which mannerly devotion shows in this? For saints have hands the pilgrim's hands do touch, and palm to palm as holy palmers kiss.
Have not saints' lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints, do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not from my prayer's effect I take. Thus, from my lips, by thine, my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips, oh, trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
You kiss my book.
Madam, your mother craves a word with you.
What is her mother?
Mary Batchelor, her mother is the lady of the house, and a good lady, and a wise and virtuous. I nursed her daughter, but she talked with all. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the chink.
Is she a Capulet? Oh, dear, account my life is my foe's debt.
Away, be gone, the sport is at the best.
Aye, so I fear, the more is my unrest.
Ye gentlemen, prepare not to be gone, but we have a trifling, foolish banquet towards. Oh, it's even so. Why, then, I thank you all. I thank you, honest gentlemen. Good night. More torches here. Come on, then let's to bed. Ah, sirrah, by my fay, it waxes late. I'll to my rest.
Come hither, nurse. What is yon gentleman?
A son and heir of old Tiberio.
What's he that now is going out of door?
Nay, that I think be young Petruchio.
What's he that follows there that would not dance?
I do not.
Go, ask his name. If he be Marriott, my grave is like to be my waiting bed.
His name is Romeo and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
My only love, sprung from my only hate, too early seen, unknown, and known too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy.
What's this? What's this?
A rhyme I learned even now of one I danced with all.
Julia!
Anon, anon! Come, let's away. The strangers all are gone.